You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we talk about energy. We talk about energy at work, energy in the office, your home office, anywhere you are. There's always going to be a lack of energy sometime during the day. Whether you're a morning person and you get to crash at 2 p.m. or you are, you know, not a morning person and your mornings are hell. So we're going to find out how we can stabilize that energy throughout the day. So hang in there. But before we get started, please share this podcast with someone that you know may be struggling with energy levels, maybe struggling with doing consistent work throughout the day. It's going to help them. It's going to help you talk to them about these topics and make them yours. And of course, as I usually say, it's going to help you guys grow together as a unit. So, point number one, when you are at your desk and you feel groggy and you feel tired, stand up and stretch head to toe. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you exactly what type of stretches you need to do. This is pretty self-explanatory. You can touch your toes, you can stand up and stretch your back. There are so many different ways that you can stretch, but just keep in mind that one of the reasons why you do have low energy is because you're not using your muscles. So as soon as you start using your muscles, where you flex them or you stretch them, you're going to activate your body. Your body gets that rush of energy and you're going to feel instantly better, right? Point number two, do calf raises and feel the burn. So this goes back to using your muscles. Now, we talked about stretching them, and that's very important, of course, but also to use them to flex them. So do calf raises and feel the burn, because that's going to be the easiest way for you to keep on working if you're on a tight deadline and you can't actually go to the gym or you can't do anything right now and you just need to wake up at this very moment. Stand up, do calf raises. While you do calf raises, you can keep on writing, you can keep on talking on the phone, you name it, you can do it at work at your desk. So calf raises is my go-to thing to do if I can't leave my section here where I work, my office, all right? Point number three, you want to chug a glass of water. Get a glass of water and just drink it all in one sip, in one sitting. And the reason why that's important is because a lot of people feel a dip in energy when they are dehydrated. When you don't have enough water in your system, you start kind of shutting down in a way. You get a bit tired, you get a bit hungry, you get really, your mind is not working correctly. So as soon as you start drinking at least half a liter of water in one sitting, just wait a few seconds, do the stretching, and trust me, within 15 minutes, you're gonna feel like a new person, all right? Now, point number four, and this I do agree that the fact that you can't do it everywhere and all the time, but keep in mind, this is definitely one of the best options, is to take a 20-minute nap. Now, why do I say just 20 minutes? Guys, you have to understand that if you sleep more than 35, 40 minutes, you will enter a new phase in your sleep, which is the phase of deep sleep. Now, the last thing you want to do is enter that phase and then be woken up while you are in deep sleep. That's going to make you feel 100 times more tired than if you even never went for a nap. So just to make sure that if you do take a nap, just put a timer on, and that's what I generally do actually. I just put a 20-25 minute timer on my watch and I just, you know, doze off, and I spend 20 minutes in a sort of a sleep, because, you know, at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to, you know, drop asleep within a few seconds unless you are absolutely tired. But even if you're there, even if you're there with your eyes closed and you're actually sleeping, that will help you so much. There was a study, and I talked about this in my podcast in the past. There's a book called Take a Nap, Change Your Life. And there was a study in that book that talked about people that were doing some tests in the morning, and they got a certain, you know, amount of grades, let's say, for example, 80% average, and then they had the same or a similar test in the afternoon, and there were two groups. The group that took the test in the afternoon, that the nap in between, their grades, they were considerably lower, all right? Now, the group that had a nap, believe it or not, they had the same exact performance as the morning. So even a 20-minute power nap will change your cognitive abilities for the better. All right. So I know you're going to tell me, De Niro, you know, I work in an office. It's a fast-paced environment, whatever it is. I mean, I understand that some offices don't even allow you to put your head down and relax for 20 minutes. But if your office does, by all means, do it. If you have a car, you can go to the car and just like close your eyes in the car for 20 minutes. Again, it's not for everyone, but it's definitely something that I tell my clients to do if they have the possibility to do so. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And until next time, up your game.